Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The left fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Mazara. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Glenn. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Vern Kennedy. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting second. The third baseman, Red Rolfe. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Henrich. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Selkirk. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Keller. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Pearson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Monty Pearson. And now, play ball. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henrich. Almada reaches second base with a double. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henrich. Hoog reaches second base with a double. Almada scores. It's 1-0, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon catches it and throws to second with Crosetti covering, to double up Hoog. Two outs. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a fly ball into left field. Hoog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 1, Yankees, 1. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Yankees 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a fly ball into center field. Henrich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into right field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive towards third. Clift reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keller. The throw from Glenn and he is out, Berardino applying the tag. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Almada who is chasing the ball. Dahlgren reaches third base with a triple. Rosar goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Yankees. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dahlgren scores. It's 3-1, Yankees. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-1 in the game. Crosetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Almada hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hoag hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henrik. Hoag reaches second base with a double. Kennedy scores. Almada goes all the way around to score. It's Browns, 3, Yankees, 3. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara is 0-1 in the game. Mazara strikes out. Rosar drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Mazara out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0-1 in the game. Rolf hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Almada. Rolf reaches second base with a double. Tommy Henrik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrik is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Henrik hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0-1 in the game. Selkirk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Keller takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive towards third. Clift reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees 3. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. Glenn takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Glenn moves to second. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a fly ball into right field. Mazara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Dahlgren hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Almada. Dahlgren reaches second base with a double. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner fields it and has Dahlgren trapped. There's the throw to Clift and over to Berardino, who tags Dahlgren for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Crosetti hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees 3. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Hoag hits a fly ball into center field. Henrik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rolf hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Henrik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Henrik takes first base on ball 4. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0-for-2 in the game. Selkirk takes first base on ball 4. Henrik moves to second. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino misplays the ball. That's an error on Berardino. Henrik scores. Selkirk moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Yankees. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a fly ball into right field. Mazara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazara strikes out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 3 in the game. Crosetti hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Glenn takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. Berardino bunts towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Glenn moves to second. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon misplays the ball. That's an error on Gordon. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rolf hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Henrich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Selkirk hits a fly ball into right field. Mazara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops it up and throws to first, with Pearson covering, for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Hoag takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Hoag moves to second. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara is 0 for 3 in the game. Mazara hits a fly ball into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 3 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Hoag moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Crosetti fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. Gordon bunts towards the mound. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Keller moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosar bunts towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to third for the out. Gordon moves to second. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Dahlgren hits a line drive into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Thompson pinch hits for Johnny Berardino. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Henrik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Don Hefner. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Markham pinch hits for Vern Kennedy. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.